The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Who is Rorschach? To find out, visit hearustalk.com/who is he.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Now listen, you may have other things that you like to do with your ears. Store wax, remove wax, prop up glasses, press them to the wall so you can hear the arguments next door. But the thing you should do with them is listen to this show and the programming featured on hearustalk.com, which honestly currently is this fucking show. I'm not going to lie, people. I wish there was more for you. But honestly, you're getting a little bit too fucking needy. You're getting a little too fucking needy. So let me ask you a question here. Why is nothing working for me? Why is absolutely nothing fucking working for me? I'm about ready to throw this whole setup out the fucking goddamn fucking window. I think it has to do with being unplugged. With being, off the grid, kind of. I can't say I'm off the grid because I have a job. I have free TV. Not that I'm like a preferred fucking customer. I have a hookup over at Fios or the cable company. I literally have fucking free TV where I just plug the wire in and whatever I goddamn get is whatever I goddamn get as I sit in my cold house under what I would pray could be a Snuggie, but is not. It's not. I'm at the point where it's so cold that I would fucking welcome a Snuggie. When I'm at my house, the downstairs may as well be a fucking tundra. Just put whatever I can over me, let my eyes peek out, and definitely block the nose and mouth so that the hot breath can sort of condition the air and make it warmer inside my blanket environment as I watch shit TV and just fucking cycle through the same 11 channels. Over and over and over again. And I got excited. I'm like, wow, we have so many, many channels. And I just realized that I had just hit from the HD free channels to the same channels that are just non-HD. And before all of you express your sincere concern for Amanda and Teddy and myself, as far as why are we using so many blankets? Don't you have heat? Of course we do. But the problem is, I am becoming insanely fucking cheap. I am so fucking cheap right now. I am turning the goddamn heat down as far as I can, as far as the pipes will goddamn allow. Maybe 3 or 4 steps above just having to have the water trickle so the pipes don't freeze. Just downstairs though. Upstairs is nice. It's comfortable. I'm walking around there in a fucking stained t-shirt with a hole chewed in it. Actually, hold on. Yes, I have the shirt right here. This is for those of you watching the live feed, you can see this white shirt that I have under my button down has a hole right in the middle of it. That would be me trying to save my dog's life. That would be me trying to pry a nickel out of my fucking dog's mouth. So that I didn't have to spend money. A couple weeks ago, whenever it was, he lunged. And that was either the nickel or the donut. I don't know. When he has things and he doesn't want me to get them from him, he tends to lunge at me and put holes in my clothing. And I'm at the point where I think I want to put him down. I think I want to put the little fuck down. And I don't want to give him up. I don't want to give him to a better home. I want to actually experience the joy of putting this fucking animal down that I've tried to save. I've tried to make him live a good life. We get him groomed periodically. We do feed him. We buy him beds. You know, sure it's a little cold downstairs, but we let him upstairs sometimes. You know, Teddy doesn't have all that bad of a fucking life. And for him to lunge at me, it would be no greater joy than to have him hooked up to the tubes. Be given a moment alone with him, like the end of Marley and Me. And just tell him, you were a good dog. And then just say, just kidding. And then fucking ask him to put extra chemicals in him. I really don't want my dog dead. And maybe I'm sensationalizing, trying to be a little more shocking. But sometimes the absolute rage I feel from this fucking little shit who has the balls to snap at me. If I saw a creature that was as tall as I am in relation to him, like if the height difference between me and him, if I was that fucking small and something that big was prying at my face, I would do nothing. I would roll over, offer my belly for potentially a fucking scratch or a rub. I'd be completely passive. But this little fuck wants to eat nickels, wants to eat socks. I don't know. It's getting to the point where I don't know what to do. I don't have the patience anymore for anything. I come home from work, my new job that I've been at for 2 weeks, and my brain is tired. I don't want to deal with things. I don't want to do anything. I want to go and be very robotic. Fucking just turn your head off and do them tasks. Watch shitty TV. Pet a fucking shitty dog. Clean dishes. Do whatever the fuck I don't have to think and do at this point. I'm learning too, you know, there's just too much shit that I'm learning. I'm bending my fucking mind to just, you know, get into the mindset of a framework or an environment that's been in place, you know, for years, and the people there have worked with it for years, and I'm trying to get into that whole flow, and I'm getting the hang of it, but it takes a lot of learning, and going home and having to fucking program a goddamn animal is not in the fucking cards for me. It's just not something I'm willing to goddamn do. And also, something I'm getting a little tired of, something else I don't want to fucking do, is scroll through pages of fucking nonsense goddamn tweets, okay? I like to shit and read Twitter. This iPhone that I have is far better than any random magazine that could just happen to be in the bathroom. I love to go and shit loudly now because I'm at the point at my new job where I'm not embarrassed by the noise that comes, the shit noise. I'll hold nothing back. If I'm in there and someone goes in the stall next to me, you know, listen, we all shit. And sometimes it's loud for you, and all the time it's loud for me. So deal with it. So I'll sit there and I'll read Twitter as I'm expelling whatever meal Amanda has prepared the night before. And when I'm reading it on this, I now have figured out that I am following way too many fucking people because it's absolute goddamn fucking garbage. I'm using the Twitter app on my iPhone, and every time I have to scroll 6 or 7 full fucking pages just to get to anything worthwhile. I've done the whole fucking, argument about Foursquare. Like, I know people love to go to Wawa. People love to just let you know that they've been there. Oh, you're at Exxon. Good for you. Congratulations, you're keeping that car full of fucking gas. Great. But that's not even it. It's these fucking people who all they do are one-liner fucking jokes or just the same fucking shit. And, like, I would add people when I was working with the computer. I could just fucking scroll immediately to the top or the bottom, and I had such a fucking quick goddamn scroll time. Now, like, to get to the top, I'm spending valuable seconds that I could be reading, you know, tweets that are entertaining and staying up to date. But no, I'm thumbing through just shit, and I'm just going up to the new stuff, and I'm missing a lot of good shit from like The Awful Hour or Goatweed or Norm Macdonald, which is a goddamn anomaly, because by any definition his tweets are fucking terrible. But for some reason I really do enjoy reading his horrible tweets, because I know they're out there just to completely parody and mock everybody who takes this fucking service way too fucking seriously. I mean, I like Kent, and I like his podcast, The 72 Pins. But, you know, feeling terrible right now as a tweet? Did you really need to throw that emotional Rapala lure into the lake? Who's biting? You know, like, the internet is filled with people that want to just shut you the fuck down. So even if it's just not feeling good, like literally, like your stomach kind of hurts, your tum-tum, a little stuffed up full of gas from the old shake and bake from last night, or maybe you're having, you know, emotional troubles. Like, is that going to really solve anything for you? No offense, Kent, you're just kind of the one I scrolled to. But I don't know. I have to trim down this fucking thing. And the one that really set me off was, I'll find a comic, a comedian that, and I have to say comedian and not comic, because someone will be like, oh, do you read Penny Arcade? No, it's not a fucking comic or comic strip. It's not fucking Dilbert. A comedian, I'll see one of their videos or see them do a special or something like that, and I'll find them amusing. I say, well, this person is creative. They have a funny mind. Maybe some of their tweets are great. And one of them that I followed was Whitney Cummings, and she's pretty funny. But I must have seen, I guess she was part of the Trump roast, the Donald Trump roast, and she's been a part of some of the other fucking roasts or whatever. But I must have seen her post about three or four fucking jokes about how Lisa Lampanelli enjoys black penis. I don't know. How many fucking times can we make the same fucking reference? Is there any other side to fucking Lisa Lampanelli that you could talk about? How about that she's a fat, loudmouth cunt who really isn't fucking funny? Is there any other fucking facet to her that you could poke at? She fucks black guys. Hilarious! It's just fucking miserable. And we have a caller here, and a very special call at that, might I add. You're joining the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hey, what's up?
Did you answer the question, or?
I said, what's up? It's Frank.
Oh, thank you. Now you figured out that you had to answer.
The germ freak.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on to do the show.
What's the topic for tonight?
Yeah, see, this is very good that you're coming in, I don't know, what, 19 minutes late?
I told you I'd be late.
Nah, you know what this is? This is a product of you not having a boss for the last however many years.
I'm my own boss.
Yeah, exactly. And you want to, and you constantly cheat yourself out of fucking time.
You've always been a subordinate, ever since you worked at Frank's Nurseries and Crafts.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I've never been the number one at a company.
I've been my own boss for 15 years, my friend.
How's it treating you?
It could be better.
It has. Let me tell you something right now, Frank. You've built a lovely home, a lovely family, but it has fucking aged you. How do you like that? Two compliments and then one fucking dreaded blow. A sideways chop to the Adam's apple.
I don't care. You know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people, when I ask them to guess my age, they say that I'm a lot younger than I really am. That's the God's honest truth.
Here's the deal.
Whenever, I don't have a lot of wrinkles on my face.
You really don't, but you do have a completely bald head and a fucking broken spirit, and that comes right through in spades.
No, but a bald head doesn't connotate definitely somebody who's old.
But
I don't
know. The only way a bald head is a connotation to youth is if the person is fucking under 1 year old. That's it. So, I mean, you only typically see people with bald heads when they're a little older, right? Or they're young and they've shaved it. Or they're the last airbender. I don't know. You look at you have a fucking permanent 5 o'clock shadow and that Easter basket handle of hair that fucking just grows in over the top.
What is this, pick on Frank? What, listen to me. First of all, face does not look aged and war-torn and wrinkly and leathery-skinned.
So are you saying that if we put you in a burqa, they would think that you were much younger based on just your eyes?
All I'm saying is I've gotten compliments about my – let me tell you the secret of why I have very few wrinkles.
Is it an ancient Chinese secret?
No, it's not. The reason I have very few wrinkles is because I have a regimen, a daily regimen that I take care of. And the secret is every time I come inside – every time I come in
– What? Wait, weren't you describing the regimen and not what's going to happen in about 60 minutes?
Every time I enter into my house
– Every time you come inside, you steal a little bit of her soul. Is that what it is? And it makes you more and more young?
Every time I come inside, that don't sound too good.
When you do come inside, do you make her wait until it just stops dripping?
I got to get it all out, man. And sometimes I got to keep going for a second time.
So what's the regimen that keeps you so young?
The regimen is every time I enter my home, I wash my face.
Oh, is that what it is?
Not only do I wash my hands, but when I enter my house after being outside, regardless of where I go, I wash my face. So I wash my face probably about 4 or 5 times a day.
You see, that's what it is. You keep your face very, very moist. And the problem is here's the other thing. A lot of people wash their face and go outside, and then they get face chap. You're doing it as you come into the warm house. It's a nice – you keep your fucking pores open. Listen how gay this is. We're talking about fucking skin tips, and I have a goddamn Rudolph nose on my eyebrow. Only those of you watching the video feed can see this new skull I have coming out of the tip of my fucking eyebrow.
What do you got? Blemishes?
I have 2 or 3 blemishes on my face right now, and I haven't had. It's been a few clean weeks. I don't know what happened.
But you would say that you're a gentleman who suffers from occasional acne. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, pinpointed surgical strikes of acne. Never like the Badlands terrain of the T-zone or anything like that. I just have a few areas where I'll get a fucking disgusting, terrible zit here or there. That's about it, though. P.A. Russ, our friend from the Emerald Isle, is saying this has to be the gayest moment in DJ New Style history. By the way, I don't like how he didn't say DJ New Style show history. He just basically coupled it into my own personal history, my own collection of verbal transactions. This is the gayest one, and it's your story about your fucking you gave beauty tips to the listeners. Yet it's part of my fucking
history. Nothing will beat the gay experience we had of obviously our strawberry experience, coined by one veal chop, I believe, or maybe it was.
That was probably the one of the finest moments in veal chop's description of something that I've ever done, or right, that you've ever done. He basically, you ordered what I had. We were at the same place. I told you I was not getting dessert, and you decided you were not going to get dessert based on that. And then when the waitress came around, I ordered a strawberry cheesecake. And then what happened, Frank?
I ordered a strawberry cheesecake.
Exactly. So every decision I made based on fucking dessert was mirrored by you.
Right.
I mean, hey, if somebody wants to call the show, the number is 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. 972. If you've downloaded it, you'll probably just get a voicemail box, but that's okay too. Whenever I find myself with an internet connection, I'll be able to check it. I haven't been able to do that to the 253 emails that I have unread. But I'll get to it at some point. But if you're listening live, of course, you can call in and maybe ask Frank a question. Maybe how you can better take care of your skin and look more youthful. So, Frank, that's what you do. Every time you walk in, you
right.
wash down.
Every time I'm outside in the elements, whether I'm going to a retail supermarket or the bank or just outside in general, I will wash my face remove it of all the blemishes and discoloration.
But hold on. It's not because you're trying to keep youthful. It's because you have filth on you.
Yeah.
So
because let me tell
you. What's the gain? What's the gain, though?
Listen. A lot of people, I don't know if you do, but, you know, when you're outside, you come home, you wash your hands a lot to get any germs off or whatever. But you don't realize that when you're outside, a lot of times you'll touch your face. Maybe you have a scratch in your cheek or your forehead.
Yeah.
So now your face is getting the filth on it. So why not, you know, wash your face as well? It only takes a moment.
It only takes a moment. Does everybody in your family adhere to this?
No, but they wash their hands, but I can't
get moot. The entire effort is for shit, Frank. Do you understand? You're wasting, I don't know, minutes of every day. How many times you come in that door and wash your face every day? Four times, you said? You're wasting 4 to 5 minutes a day.
Well, that's quite all right.
You got to get moving. You got to do other things, Frank. Before you came on, I mean, late, obviously, before you arrived late to your post.
Well, I wanted to, you know, let me, if I could just
interrupt
sorry.
You. Oh, no, go ahead and take the show down set of tracks that we're not
going
to.
I wanted to do the show at 10 p.m., but God know, God save the Queen, it had to be at 9 p.m. because that's when, you know, the King wanted to do it. So I would have been here on time had we started later, but as I said, I had something to do, so this day has it may.
What did you say? At the end of there, like you tried to make this big, that's what I gotta say point, and
right.
then you said, and that's they what it may.
I says that's the.
You didn't say anything. Cactus Phone has it. He says this day has it may. It's like a fucking broken English witch curse. He just threw in at the end of that. Frank, I have to tell you. The show starts at 9. Like, when I post the update, I say, listen live at 9 o'clock. People that come here every week, like Goatweed and P.A. Russ, these people show up at 9 o'clock on Tuesdays. Now, imagine if they had to wait a whole hour for this just magic that we unfurl upon them. Imagine if they had to wait a fucking hour. And P.A. Russ is in another land. He's in another country, and it's 1 a.m. where he is right now. You're asking him to begin enjoying this at 2 a.m.? Rude and selfish. I'm sorry you have to exfoliate, Frank, but it's just ridiculous. The show starts at 9. That's all you need to know. The show starts at 9. Is there any other issue with that?
No, I have no other issue.
I'm sorry, Frank. Frank, how have you been? We didn't really get to exchange pleasantries. I dove in and just made fun of you immediately.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry,
well,
Jimmy.
Is that a sincere apology?
I'm sorry, Jimmy. No, yes. It's really not. It was a movie quote.
Keep doing
It was a movie quote apology. I don't know. How sincere is stealing... an apology from a movie and just repeating it and really not meaning any of it. Probably not sincere at all. But Frank, how have you been? Everything going okay? Everything coming up, Frank, for you?
Everything's coming up roses. No, well, it's whatever. But listen, let's I digress.
Did you have anything specific you wanted to talk about before I direct the show again?
There's some news going around that the sandwich place.
Wait, hold on. The what?
The sandwich place known as Subway.
Wait, hold on. Why are you saying it like that?
That's the way I say it.
No, it is not. That is not how you say it. You don't say sandwich. You never did. You always said sandwich.
Subway sandwich.
I
has taken.
I don't like that. Why are you saying it like that?
Is now the leader of food establishments as they have taken over and surpassed Mickey D's.
Yes, McDonald's. Now, McDonald's. By the way.
But that's not what I really care about.
Now, no, hold on. Would you say that McDonald's is also a purveyor of sandwiches?
They have their sandwich. They have the Filet-O sandwich.
They also have the hamburger sandwich.
I went to one of the last six surviving Roy Rogers here in New Jersey.
Wow, on the turnpike, huh?
No, it wasn't. This is the only – there's six remaining Roy Rogers. Five of them are on turnpike rest stops, and the one I went to is the one that's not and I went to it today, and I had myself a double cheeseburger.
Do they still make supplies, or is it just some guy just keeping it alive? Like, you know, when people restore a 57 Chevy, they just kind of like – they can't find the parts anymore, so they just say, fuck it. We'll get one from 59. Like when they're making an Arby's quarter pounder, do they occasionally just go to fucking ShopRite, pick up some meat and compress it?
It's possible. I don't know. But
Cactus Phone just said one relic visiting another.
Okay. Can I finish my story, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. Please.
Okay. So I went to a Subway sandwich shop and I...
Stop saying it like that!
The other day.
Frank, can you just say it right, please?
All right. I went in there the other day and they have...
Where did you go?
The Subway sandwich shop.
Oh, I fucking hate you.
You know, some people say sandwich, but it's actually sandwich.
You said sandwich for your entire life, and listen, now you're acting like you're fucking...
You make fun of me for saying sandwich, and now I say sandwich, and you make fun of me.
No, but now you're acting like you're going to be invited to the royal wedding, the way you're fucking saying it. It's sandwich, you fuck. It's not sandwich.
So they have...
I want to have a sandwich.
Have you ever been to this type of establishment before?
Are you talking about a Subway?
Are you a fan of sub sandwiches?
What? Now you just said sandwich. Just like that, you admonished everybody who said it like that, and you just let it slip. You fucking said sandwich. But
I'm
yes,
trying to say it any way I have, but no way is good enough.
I'm sorry.
Are you a fan of deli, things of that nature?
Yeah, I am, in a big way. Big fucking way.
Right. Calm down. I'm sorry. I went in there. They have about – at one time, Subway only had one variety of bread. Now they have about – five or six varieties of bread to choose from.
Yeah.
So I was asking somebody working there a question about the bread, and the gentleman said to me, I'm sorry, you have to ask the artist. I said, excuse me? He says, you have to ask the artist. I said, what artist?
Who are you asking?
They refer to the people who put your turkey on the bread and your onions and olives as sandwich artists.
No, they didn't. You had a question about ingredients, and they said, I cannot answer this. You have to refer
to the artist.
You have to
artist.
Refer to the artist.
Right. The
artist is what they said?
Well, the one of the workers said you have to ask the artist, and I says, what artist? And the guy says, me. I'm the sandwich artist.
Shut the fuck up. I know, Subway near me, the artist was changing oil at a Jiffy Lube fucking 3 months ago.
But listen to me. They name these people sandwich artists, and I'm flabbergasted how there's no bad job title anymore.
No, there isn't. There really isn't. I can't think of one that has been fucked with. Sanitation worker. Garbage man. It's all fucked up like that now. The worst is the Apple genius. The genius at the Apple store. I think at one point Kent the movie guy was a fucking genius at the Apple store. Mike Nice was an Apple genius. Anybody who works in the, like, you could be working at Auntie Anne's Pretzels and be a fucking a pretzel asshole, whatever their job title is, and then just go across the mall and get a part-time job for the same pay, and all of a sudden you're Aristotle, you're a goddamn genius.
I also noticed something else at fast food establishments. If you order a hamburger, unless you say no cheese. They'll put the cheese. They automatically put the cheese on.
Oh, even if you say hamburger,
right?
That's not true.
To them, a hamburger.
No, that is not true.
No. To them, a hamburger is a cheeseburger unless you say no cheese.
You're wrong, buddy. You're
wrong. Because today I said I wanted a bacon burger, and they automatically put cheese on it, and I don't want the cheese.
Okay. Well,
you,
Frank,
you have to specifically say no cheese.
What was the establishment? McDonald's?
Roy Rogers.
Oh, well, would you agree that you do this at McDonald's? A different story? Do you think it's the same? Because I'll call them right now. You think it is?
Yes, it's the same.
I'm going to call them right the
fuck now. I dare you to call, fuckface.
I'm calling them right now. Here we go. I'm calling a random McDonald's establishment. I don't know what the fuck, how long it takes, but we'll see. I don't hear a ringing noise. We'll see, Frank. We'll see how it goes.
Hi, McDonald's. Can I help you?
I have a question for you.
Yes?
If I were to order at the drive-thru, and I were to say, I want a hamburger, are you going to give me something with cheese on it?
Of the hamburger with cheese?
No. If I go to the drive-thru and I say, I'd like a hamburger, the thing you give me, the sandwich, is it going to have cheese on it?
Sure.
See?
No problem. No.
Thank you.
That's not right. If I say hamburger, there's no cheese.
Yes, it's a hamburger is no cheese, or cheeseburger is with cheese.
Well, which one is it? Cheese or no cheese?
Yes, a cheeseburger is with cheese, and hamburger is no cheese.
So I say hamburger, what do I get?
Okay.
No, what do I get? If I ask you for a hamburger, what are you giving me?
Are you coming here?
Yes.
Okay. No problem.
But I need to know first, if I say hamburger, are you going to give me cheese, yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See you in a bit, baby. Love you, baby cakes.
Okay.
How old are you? Oh. Oh. See, Frank?
She had no idea what the fuck you were even talking about.
If I went there right now and asked for a hamburger, I might get a deep-fried fish sandwich.
Did you pick up your Baconators from fucking Wendy's from a couple weeks ago?
Not on your fucking life would I ever even consider picking that shit up. That guy is probably fucking a Baconator a week just in case someone shows up looking for the free shit he promised him. Like, he tailed it off. Like, at first he was rubbing his dick on four of them. Every week that went by, it's one less.
You mentioned something to me, because in addition to the many jobs you had, you also, I believe, worked at a McDonald's or Burger King. Isn't that correct?
I did work at a McDonald's.
That was your first job, right?
That was my first job.
Now,
yes.
You've always mentioned something to me, and I'm trying to come across it myself so I can experience it. But you described the smell of stale ketchup.
Yeah.
And I want to know what that smells like, because I want to know what you're referring to.
When you work at McDonald's, you start off and the thing you smell is the bread and the fry combination. You smell for some reason like the bread being heated, and served, and you smell the fucking deep fryers cooking the fries, because that's the shit that happens all the time. There's a lot of bread going out. There's a lot of fucking fries, and then you smell patties. So it's a mix of those three things. And if you like the food there, that's something that's really good. But as you begin working, you get desensitized to that smell. So, like, as a customer, you walk in, it's like, fresh burgers and fries and rolls and shit, and it's going to be great. But as you work there, you no longer smell that. You start to smell the secondary and tertiary scents and aromas. And the one that sticks with you the most, and it might be the association of where you always smell it, is the ketchup. Because, and here's the thing, the people that eat in, Frank, never use packets. They always use that big fucking plunger style ketchup. And a lot of them don't stick with the little cups. They figure, well, I can probably have a better ketchup dipping experience by putting the fucking ketchup right on the little paper on the tray. And what happens next, Frank? They go, they take their tray, they push it into the little swingy door thing of the garbage. The ketchup gets all over the little edge. It gets all over the edge of the tray. It hardens, and it starts to rot. And it's in these hard-to-see places. You know, old ketchup on a brown tray, it's tough to see. And old ketchup on the back of the swingy door, no one has ever seen the back of one of those fucking doors. No one. Therefore, it's not getting cleaned. What about the ketchup, Frank? Somebody uses a lot of ketchup, and they put the tray in there, and it falls behind or in front of the garbage can, which is in the container. That's on the tiles that nobody sweeps. That smell is there forever, and the biggest concentration of it is in the dumpster. So if you ever have to empty a garbage can at McDonald's or take, like, cardboard or, like, bags of garbage out to the dumpster, you're going to smell this putrid, rotting fucking ketchup. That rotting fucking scent.
Now, do you
and
smell
it's
that?
It's stay with you.
Today, when you go to the, do you smell that now? Like, if you were to go, you automatically smell that.
I can pick it out. If I have to throw out my shit at even a Burger King or a McDonald's, you go near the garbage can to throw your shit out like a goddamn person, like a fucking human being, and you'll smell that. It's gross. It's fucking disgusting. It takes me back to having to empty those fucking things out. When I decided that I no longer cared about being a fast food employee and just didn't put my all into it and wasn't the most preferred employee, they would punish me by making me work lobby. And I've discussed this before. Lobby is the grandiose term for the plastic tables that people eat at in McDonald's. And when you work lobby, you sweep, you clean the tables, and you throw out the garbage. You do all the shit that nobody would ever want to fucking do. Like, this is the job that's, like, they say they hire everybody. Even if you have a mental handicap or you're maybe a little slow, you can work at McDonald's. Well, if that's the case, you're doing fucking lobby. So
clean the bathroom there?
That's part of lobby.
You've actually cleaned a bathroom? Because the McDonald's bathroom is one fucking toilet, isn't it? You open that door and there's a fucking toilet there.
Not always. No, the one I worked at, there was a stall and there was a urinal and there was a sink. And I think that there were three. It was basically a fucking random draw of which fucking fixture you'd piss or shit into. So basically, to clean those, I'm gonna say it. The retarded people that would work there would have a lot of pride in their job, and they would do it and clean everything really nicely. The people that slacked off and hated their job would make like they're going in there to clean, and maybe take like the little wet rags that they wipe the tables down with, and like whip them around a little bit to kind of like get some wet on the sink or the top of the urinal, and then just go back out, or maybe take the mop and reach in there.
So that's something you've done yourself. You cheated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely took the rag that I used to wash the table.
Oh, no.
And whipped it at, like, the fucking pube trap of the urinal.
The urine cakes?
No, like, that little nook where all the pubes collect on the urinal.
And you didn't feel guilty going back and using that same thing?
Well, no, I didn't go back and just say, fuck these guys! Eating your McLeans and your fucking McRibs. I never went back and took the pissy puby thing and wiped it on the table, but it definitely went back into the mix. It probably got washed. Probably was put into some kind of sanitizer, but I didn't have a different rag, basically.
You know what I miss? I missed.
What do you miss, Frank? Take me down.
Talking about McDonald's, I miss the McDLT, because you got to keep the cool side cool and the hot side hot.
Yeah, I think that's,
as Jason Alexander would say.
Yeah, well, he said that in a job he was being paid for. I'm sure he really didn't have an affinity for them.
Right.
You see, are you able to make that distinction that, like, a celebrity telling you a product is good is not necessarily something that they endorse?
I could handle it, yeah.
Hey, by the way, Frank, speaking of internet communication, I see you too. ICU, the number 2.com. It's the place to go to get cutting-edge video chat software. And let me tell you something, Frank. You know, this whole internet thing, okay? This whole thing, what's it about? You have people on there that you know, you correspond with. It's about communication, connecting, sharing, collaborating. How can you do it easily? ICU 2. The way to do it, Frank, in case you didn't know, go to ICU, the number 2.com, download it, If you're a new user, it's free to try. Don't even worry about it. Just go there and try it out. And in seconds, you'll have this fucking thing on your computer. And it'll recognize your fucking camera. You aim it at your fucking face. And you're chatting with other fucking people about this or about that. And you're going to have a good fucking time. You'll have a fucking blast. Right, Frank?
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah. Anybody. Name a country, Frank. Any country.
Guam.
Good. People in Guam chatting it up. Name another country, Frank.
Filipino.
That's not really a country as much as it is a fucking ethnic makeup, but I'm sure there are some Filipino people. Keith Fu, I think at one point or another, there were people from Japan there using it, and maybe in certain parts there still are. And P.A. Russ, it may be that to you, but it's Ireland to me. And you people with your fucking green and your fucking shillelaghs, you are all on ICU, too. That's ICU, the number 2.com. They're coming off of a Vegas trip that they just put together. A fucking conference for users and staff members alike. And next year, rumor has it, Amsterdam. All right, can you believe it, Frank?
I've been there.
You've been to Amsterdam? What the fuck did you just say? I've been there?
I thought you were talking about something else.
Wait, what did you think I said?
Well, I you were talking about Las Vegas, and I know you've been to Las Vegas, so I meant to say you've been there.
Yeah, but why would you say that I've been there?
Because I misspoke.
And you didn't even think before speaking the word. You spoke passionately.
Right. I'm losing it.
You are losing it.
Yeah, go ahead. You finish your commercial.
Oh, I'm done with it. I'm done with it. ICU, the number 2.com. Come on, people. Come on. I don't know, Frank. a lot of things going on. There's some work. I'm doing work. I'm working hard, learning things. I've discovered that I love using my iPhone while I'm shitting. I mentioned that before you got on. And I
have an iPhone, too.
You do? Oh, you have the iPhone 4? We should FaceTime.
It's a 3G.
You know, when we're not using ICU2, we should probably FaceTime with our wait, what did you say? You only have the 3G iPhone? Mine's 3G too. The iPhone 4 is got 3G connection.
No, I have mine is the iPhone 3G.
Oh, that's what it's called. I didn't even know they made one like that.
Yeah.
Is that a new one?
No, it's
Oh, what year is it from?
I think it's 2008 maybe.
Oh, is that the one they're selling for $50 now? The 3GS?
I have the one below that.
Oh, so you have one older. You have one that they just fucking give away at this point. Why don't you just
Who had the iPhone first, me or you? That's what I thought.
That's fine. Who still has grandma's iPhone? why don't you just get a new one? I don't understand. Why?
I've been told by somebody who was very versed in the cell phone technology that the iPhone 5 is going to be coming out in a few months. So what's the point of getting the iPhone 4 if there's going to be an iPhone 5?
Yeah, it's a good thing. Keep your iPhone 3G forever. Just keep it forever. Yeah, it's coming out soon. But what's going to be so different?
I don't know. Well, what do you think is going to be different? I don't know.
I don't know. You know why? Because I don't work for fucking Apple. And I don't waste my time speculating about how many, micrograms it'll be less than the 4. And will it be thinner? And will the button be gone? There'll be no button. It'll just be a pure touchscreen, magical, erection-inducing device. How they talk about it so fucking passionately. It's supposed to have a better processor, I'm hearing, but it doesn't matter to me. I just want to be able to read something while I shit. And I'd like to FaceTime with people.
Nobody
seems to have this fucking phone that I know.
Listen to me. What apps have you purchased thus far?
I have not purchased an app yet.
I see.
I only get the free version of every app. I'm telling you, Frank. I don't know why, but I'm becoming incredibly cheap. I'm becoming incredibly cheap, and I really don't know. I don't know why that is. I don't know. Let me ask you something. You're a homeowner, correct?
That's well, yes.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Well, yes. You are. Well, you're not. What? Well, what is this noise I'm hearing from you?
That's my first app I purchased.
And what is it? Why don't you just say what it is?
It's the fart that, you know, you do different farts. I fart.
So you paid for I fart.
Whatever, man.
And you you how many times do you use that a day?
A couple times.
Every day?
Well, I like to use it sometimes.
Do you
all.
Do it while like by yourself just to play what the sick dog? You actually paid for a fart soundboard.
Right.
A dollar?
I don't know. But you were asking me something before that.
I'll fart in a jar and give you.
Well, here you can record your own farts, so you can make your own fart. So.
Have you ever tried that? Farting directly into your phone?
I haven't. But you were saying something that I was interested in, but I forgot what you said.
Could you stop playing with your fucking fart app? Put your phone away. I don't want to talk to you when you're on this fucking phone.
It's done.
I was saying you are a homeowner, correct? And you said supposedly.
Well, I have a mortgage, so I don't actually own the home at this. I mean, I have a mortgage to the house.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Just like you.
Yeah.
You don't own the house. You pay a mortgage on it.
Yes, and that's right. And I'm looking to do so. I want to have it updated. I want to change it. I want to make it newer in certain
areas. Have you moved into this house yet? Are we allowed to talk about this or no?
I mean, I talked about it kind of last week, but I moved in.
I mean, you held the world record for purchasing a house and moving into it.
That's a pretty bold statement.
I mean, you purchased a house and didn't move into it until a fucking year and a half later.
Not really.
You've been putting up a fucking chair rail for 18 months.
No, I haven't been putting up a chair rail for 18 months, you fucking asshole. How about that? Don't you have Star of David wallpaper in your house? Don't you have a Star of David wallpaper in your house that was there when you purchased it, Frank?
I don't think I do.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Frank, what I need to ask you is, you know, kitchen cabinets. You familiar with this?
Sure.
They're fairly expensive, right?
Yeah.
So what would be the cheaper alternative to getting brand new cabinets?
Refacing.
Cabinet refacing, right? So
yes.
We've all been at Home Depot looking at this or that. I finally replaced the skanky fucking shower head that was in there. And when we were looking at shower heads, we were approached by someone who had a Home Depot badge but was dressed in like slacks and a button-down shirt. You ever see these people that are kind of dressed somewhat nice, but they're Home Depot employees? They're representatives for like remodeling companies or like contractors, and they try to get people to have free estimates for whatever. And it turned out that the person was giving estimates for cabinet refacing, and. You know, our cabinets are old, okay? I have no concept of what it would be to completely replace them, pull them out, buy new ones, install them. I have no idea. I know it would be probably a fuck ton of money that I don't have. And I'm kind of cool with what we have right now, right? So they get this guy talking to us. He's like, refacing is a much cheaper alternative, and you get a nice look. And if the boxes are nice, then you know, you could go ahead and do it, and we'll have a free estimate. And we'll send a guy out, and he'll give you the free estimate. And so I had I committed to the appointment, and it happened Sunday. The guy came over to give us an estimate on cabinet refacing. I'm not even interested. I'm curious. I'm at the point where if I hear free estimate, and it's something that I could have done to my house and might do in the future, why not do it? Figure out a ballpark amount that I might have to pay to get that done. So I get the guy to agree to come over for the estimate. This guy comes in, and he looks like if Vince Vaughn hadn't gone into acting, he would be this man pitching fucking cabinet refacing to uninterested parties. And he walks in, and his voice is fucking booming. Yeah, oh, these are great boxes. These are great boxes. You're a perfect candidate for cabin refacing. And he's kind of got that, like Bill Murray from Quick Change kind of fucking accent. And he goes through his whole thing. He shows me sample doors. He shows me all this shit. Frank, you've seen my cabinets. I don't have a lot of fucking cabinetry in the goddamn kitchen, correct?
Right.
Is that a fair statement?
Sure.
I don't have a lot of cabinets. What would you say you'd expect out of somebody that is going to reface my cabinets? How much would you think it would be?
This is a total guess because I'm not familiar with the price of refacing.
Sure.
I'd probably say maybe $1,000.
You might want to go a little higher than that.
I'd probably say maybe about, $1,200.
Frank, $12,000.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
$12,000.
Shut the fuck up.
I had my entire heating and cooling system replaced for fucking less than that. Less than that.
Did you let him know that he was out of his fucking mind, or you just...
I completely went along with it. I'm like, oh, wow, that is a lot less than... I have no idea, but I just played with it. I just played with the whole fucking idea. He's like, we're talking Maplewood here. Everything here, okay? This whole drawer, the box in the drawer is garbage. All the hinges, the hardware, the handles. The door faces. The dummy faces. You're going to have something that tilts out there for your sponges. And right here, we're going to have... You can even install... I just got to have a piece of your bubble gum! And he reaches into my fucking candy dish. Like, I'm literally... this is exact. The way I was saying it, he was started to tell me about a fucking lazy Susan and cut himself off and, like, with ecstasy, exclaimed that he just got to have a piece of your bubble gum! And he pulled his fucking paw into a candy dish we have on our kitchen table and pulled out some fucking... Rainblow, or whatever the fuck it is, or double bubble. I don't know. It's that individually wrapped shitty gum.
Sure.
We had it left over from Halloween. It was hard. Like, he's going to break a fucking molar on that. And I said, yeah, take some gum. He's like, oh, I'm a bubble gum junkie. I'm sorry. I have to. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is this lunatic doing in my house? So at the end of the whole fucking thing, he's like at first, he's like, probably new, all this new doing it would probably be like, I don't know, $20,000-$30,000. And I'm like, wow, yeah, okay, sure. I've heard something like that. I've watched HGTV. I've heard that figure being thrown around by the guy with the 1994 cool guy hair, who fucking puts in income properties in fucking apartments out of basements. I've heard that figure. And then at the point, he's looking at the thing. He's like, oh, if I had to give you a figure, I'd probably save you about maybe $10,000-$15,000, something like that. And then he's like, 12 grand, maple. Now, if you're going to go bamboo, they're going to get you because of the green thing. Blah, blah, blah. God, that is good bubble gum. He was fixated on it. For some reason, and he was jawing on this whole fucking gum while he's talking to me like a fucking cow. And it's weird because he's got a kind of a mullet thing going on, and he's kind of looks like Vince Vaughn, but he speaks like Bill Murray from the 80s. And it's really fucking freaking me out. My dog's downstairs going fucking ape shit because the guy is beyond loud.
So are you going to get the cabinets or no?
Well, he gives me this price, and then he's like, I'm just going to write up an estimate here. And he hands me a piece of paper, and he's like, he goes out the door. And I look at the paper, there's not a fucking dollar figure on the goddamn sheet.
Jesus.
It's just he scribbled his fucking name on the thing and wrote like 60%, 20% maple, blah, blah, blah. And I looked at this thing, I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck this guy even told me. I just know that I'm shy a few pieces of rotten ass Halloween gum. And I look over on the counter and he left his calculator there.
Oh.
And on it, he left his business card. Because I got a level with you, Ken. We're going to want Amanda here, too. Because what you're going to tell me at the end of this whole pitch, you're going to say, I can't pick any colors without her. I'm like, yes, you're absolutely right. I won't be able to pick any colors, so we'll have to meet at a future date. I will call you, and I will be sure to arrange this fucking meeting. And he's like, Ken, great to meet you. Great to meet you. That's the only time he shut the fuck up when he said, great to meet you. And he carried his big suitcase full of doors out, and he was gone. $12,000 fucking
That's
dollars
ridiculous.
For refacing. Refacing. There's no work involved in that. What do you do? It's like putting stickers on a fucking Winnebago.
Do you feel like you need to have like everything new in the house now? I mean, you're not content with what's there?
No, I mean I'm completely fine with the cabinets, but I heard free estimate and I'm like, "Well, that's free information." That's free information. Now I know what refacing costs, and it turns out that I have no idea what it really costs. Because it can't cost 12 fucking grand.
No.
It can't. I have 8 cabinets. Maybe. Maybe. Oh, shit. Ken's cabinet maker's in the fucking Heroes Talk chat room. And he's pissed off that I suggested it might be no work. And, you know, I gotta say, the doors did look pretty nice. The sample doors that he took out of the individual velvet bags. Ken, you're gonna love this. You're gonna love these doors. They're nice weight to them. It's good product. It's good product. I had to hear good product. It's a fucking wood sticker that you put on my old cabinets. That's what it is. I got new central air. Forced heating and a fucking condenser and installed fucking beautifully for less than that.
I didn't know you got a. I didn't get. What was wrong with the HVA system? It wasn't working right, or?
Oh no, my original heating and cooling system fucking died.
Really?
The whole thing died. After we paid $400 to have somebody look at it because it died, and the guy fixed it, and we asked him how long we're gonna have. He's like, I wouldn't discount this old system. I wouldn't discount it. A lot of people would look at this rusted piece of shit that you can see through because it's so fucking rusted and say, hey, this isn't going to last long. But I got to tell you, I wouldn't discount this whole unit. And it literally died 2 weeks later.
Jesus.
So we had to fucking oh, I'm sorry. Somebody wants to call in. 316-768-4472. Yeah, so we had to completely replace everything. And it was a lot less than just the suggested amount of refacing. And we don't even want to fucking reface. I want a new countertop, maybe. And the guy, I asked him, I'm like, hey, what about a countertop? He's like, installed? No, just fucking in the closet. $3,500, no problem. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Newstyle Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hi, it's Casey. Hi.
Casey.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
So, I was just listening to your cabinet refacing dilemma.
Yes.
And it was infuriating because I know people who used to do this for a living.
Okay.
And I know what the scam is, especially with the ones that come to your house.
Yeah.
And give you the great pitch and eat your bubble gum. Those guys work totally on commission. That's a commission-based salesman. Okay. So he doesn't give a shit. Every time he goes to a call, he's like one of those assholes. Like, I got my lead in. He goes back and fucking tugs on a bunch of dicks with some other guys. Ugh. Yeah, I visited 8 houses today. You know, like that type of mentality.
He walks over to his rival salesman, throws down 3 pieces of Rainbow, and says, that's 25%.
So, anyhow, so I went to a website to one of the, you know, I don't fancy myself this, but I read up on being a more of a DIY type of girl.
Okay.
Okay? I'll read the This Old House for Chicks. I'll read that. So anyway, I was looking it up, and they say, there's a little article about refacing cabinets, and they said, the most you should spend, like, depending on the size of your cabinet, but the average size double-door cabinet is $100 to $150 a cabinet.
I have 8. I have 8 cabinets.
Okay, so really, what you're looking at, if you're going top drawer, and I mean top drawer, $1,600.
Wow. Awesome.
And that's top drawer.
Pure profit. Pure profit.
Was this home? You said Home Depot?
It was Home Depot, yeah. The Home Depot. You know.
When you're looking to get information in the world, do you go to places that hire retirees that carry razorettes and think... If I'm looking for home improvement,
apparently,
I call a contractor.
Apparently I do, because I got a new TV and I have a lot of devices and I don't know how to hook them up. So rather than doing the research myself, because I have no internet connection, I went
to... You called Geek Squad.
I went to PC Richards, and a guy... Okay. Do you remember WCW wrestling? Anybody? Do you remember Chris Jericho's valet, Rufus?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Apparently, he sells microwaves at PC Richards.
Wow. And, good for Rufus.
And he, yeah, he's everything's coming his way. And he's the guy that decided to help me when I told him my problem. He's like, you got a lot of inputs? Got a lot of device? Not enough inputs. You need a switch box. I go, perfect. I need a switch box. He goes, I'm not seeing them. We don't have them here. I go, so is that the only way I can do it? He said, yeah, that's it. It's really all you're going to be able to do. I have to send you to a competitor. I go, well, what about, like, I've heard something about, like, a receiver. Is there anything like that? I mean, do I need that? I don't know what that is. No, you don't need that. You need a switch box. And so I looked at it, and I'm like, yes, I need a fucking AV receiver. I need an AV receiver. I even fucking looked at the receivers they had at the store, and I said, oh, this has many inputs, and it has an output to the TV. This has to be it. It's fucking expensive, and I probably won't buy it. But that's the answer Rufus should have told me. All these fucking places that hire retirees are doing a nice thing for the community, but they're fucking the customers.
Wait, can I just say this? So as you were standing there at PC Richards, and you're in this mega mart of lights and American flags and sad people, and you're looking around, did you ever just think to yourself, oh, this is why we all went to Radio Shack. This is why... I went to Radio Shack, because I sometimes ponder, like, how is that even a business? I mean, I guess it's kind of a cliche thing to even think at this point, but, like, what do they do? What the fuck, like, RC cars? I mean, I don't know what the fuck they do over there. But when I'm looking for a cable or a simple fix, a simple, like, a fucking, you know, one of the, I was looking for those bands that you put around cables, like red, blue, you know, yellow or whatever, so you know what's what. I was like, I need to get the fuck out of here and go to Radio Shack.
Because that's...
And it's the only time in my life that I've ever thought that.
That's the last place you can go to where you can trust asking the fucking employees. For some reason, they all know the shit. And I guess it's...
They're embarrassed to be working there.
And they are embarrassed to be working there, but they still know the shit. I go to fucking
PC Richards.
And they're
always, like, young guys. Like, they're, like... They're kind of, like, instead of being into gaming, they're into the guys who build the machines to play the gaming, I guess.
Yeah.
But they're, like... But they're always, like, young guys, like, just out of high school, you know, still have, like, a half-shaven beard, and they don't know what
hey,
to do with themselves.
Hey, hold on a second. What are you talking about?
You know, they have that thing going for them. But, you know, it's so strange. You talk to them, they're always 100% understanding what the hell you're talking about. It's incredible to me.
Yeah. And Rufus said he would refer me to a competitor, and he's like, I've been there. 30 years, I was the director. I had to retire. Like, and you're here now, what, half selling toasters and then like claiming to be a TV expert? So,
no,
well, thank you. I got to say, thank you for the insight. I don't think I'll be going with the cabinet refacing for 12
you
fucking
grand. Take the fronts of them off. Just take them off. Are they ugly?
They're kind of ugly, but it's wood. I really don't even give a shit. I don't even care. I was just curious. I'm like, hey, is this something that could be in the cards for me? Is this something that I could do if I ever had a windfall and decided?
So you're playing like Sim House, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
I'm just kind of laying it out. I'm like rolling.
I earlier did remark, and I think this is very funny, but just a few years ago, the show was about racism and clubs. And rock music, and now it is officially Kendall's house. I'm enjoying
it. Is
Age is doing us all in very well.
Well, it's also exfoliation tips from Frank occasionally.
That's right. That's right.
Hi, Frank.
How to stay.
Hey, what's up, Casey?
How to be bald and stay young with Frank.
Hey, Frank, why didn't you come down tonight to the big movie fest?
I was not aware of the movie fest. Ken, why didn't you tell me about the movie fest?
Because whenever I try to talk to you, you act as though I should have done it weeks ago. Every time I fight, you're like, you had to tell me weeks ago. I said, well, are we doing the show tonight or not?
Is this a weekly thing, Casey, or?
Every 3 months there'll be one.
Okay,
well,
be there the next one. No doubt.
Fair enough. All right, that's enough annoying. Okay, goodbye, everyone.
All right, thank
you. So long.
Thank you for calling in, Casey. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Say hi to Dave and everybody else at the movie fest. Take care. Oh, she hung up. Yeah, you know what? Fine. Don't say hello.
I'm just kidding.
Frank, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. I don't know. Or actually, you don't know what to tell me, because I'm just basically complaining.
Well, you're a homeowner now. You're growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
I mean, Frank, can I ask you something here?
You can ask.
You use Facebook, right? This is a really quick question just to wrap the show up.
What's that?
This is something I'm going to leave people with to ponder, because it's a difficult thing for me. You use Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook, people like to share pictures and communicate, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say a fair number of pictures per day is? What would you say a decent allowance of pictures posted per day would be? What would you say? Maybe five? Someone posts five pictures in one day. Is that a big deal?
I think that's a lot. Maybe a couple, you know, two or three.
Like one or two?
One, two, three, nothing, you know.
Do you think 45 of a baby in a three-day span is a little excessive?
Who did this?
I won't say.
I apologize.
It's a friend. It's a friend of mine.
Did you look at all 45 pictures?
I had to because I was shitting. All I have is a fucking phone. I'm scrolling with my thumb for an hour. Baby, 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 baby. What the fuck? Come on. And here's the difference. Some people post it and they're in albums. They're in groups, right? Each one was a fucking update. I don't mind looking at the baby. I enjoy looking
at
the baby.
You know, I noticed that you put a little photo of your main your dog on there.
I did.
A couple of days ago.
I did. I put a picture of him up there. A picture. I did. Listen, I know I'm going to piss people off here. But I've never noticed it. Until I had to go funk, funk, funk with my thumb. And then go to older posts, load. Thumb.
You put a picture up of your dog, and next Christmas you're going to be having him on your fucking Christmas cards, for Christ's sake.
No. I'm just going to let Casey know. It's not you. It's not you. Whatever you do when you post your kids, it's not seven pages of updates. It really isn't. I'm telling you this right now. It isn't. Jimmy. I don't know if you're listening, buddy. Love your kid. Beautiful kid. But does your wife have to post 45 pictures in a day? I'm sorry, man. I don't know how to say it to you politely. Do we need a time lapse of your kid? I don't want to be mean. This is one of my best fucking friends. God, I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to fucking say it. I guess I just did. I don't mean it in any fucking way. But God, would I love to just be able to say, can you just collapse these fucking 45 updates into one? Maybe. I don't know. Frank, are you upset? Are you getting nervous here?
No, what am I nervous for?
Because you're not commenting.
Oh, no.
Feel this as a painful thing to you? You don't really pay that.
Nobody's forcing you to look at the pictures. Just surpass them.
Frank, you don't understand? I'm spending 5 minutes to surpass her updates, which honestly look like fucking like a flip book. They're that far away. I don't know. Fuck it. Jimmy, I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry, Jimmy.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. You have a beautiful son. He's a great kid. But I gotta tell you, man. Fuck. I don't know. Maybe. I know that Facebook, to an extent, is showing off like the shit that you like and sharing and collaborating and all that. I know that. And I know no one gives as much of a shit about my dog as I do. I completely get that. And I don't expect people to really care, but I kind of just fucking post it there because I just do. And to an extent, I guess that's what she must be doing when she's posting pictures of her son. But she should just have other people into consideration, that they might be shitting using their only time on their phone, thumbing through pictures that look identical. Oh, wait, there's an orange jumper. I don't know. It just gets to me, Frank. Gets to me. God. I have
a feeling you've just been defriended by somebody.
Good. You know what? Less updates. That's what I'm after right now. And I promised that I would eventually get to the point where every show I lose one of my social network contacts. And today, I will no longer be following a comedian by the name of Whitney Cummings. Goodbye, Whitney Cummings. You were moderately amusing. What's her fucking name on Twitter? Oh, it's Whitney Cummings on Twitter. Unfollowed. That's it. Every show, someone will be unfollowed until I am alone, as I am in real life. And will be when I die. Oh, Ed. Hey, Frank, your friend, your boy Ed, just made a joke when I said Whitney Cummings. Do you want to hear what it is?
Sure.
Okay. He typed Whitney Goings.
Wow.
Thanks, Ed. Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, Frank, I got to say, thank you for being a part of the show.
Thank you for having me.
It was good. And by the way, I was right about the hamburger thing. You aware of that or no?
No.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you to Casey for calling in. Thank you for chatting to all the live listeners out there. Thank you for downloading to all the people who are listening to this in front of their fucking canvas burlappy walls of their cubicle. You're all loved and appreciated. Take care.